Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Banker's Code by George Antone is a personal finance and investing book focused on wealth building through principles associated with banking, credit, private lending, and structured capital use. Rather than presenting itself as a conventional budgeting guide, it positions banking methods as a framework that individuals can study and adapt for their own financial decisions. The book is commonly described as using a narrative device involving a scientist and thinker who explains financial principles passed down over time, which gives the material a more accessible shape than a technical finance manual. Antone draws on his background as a financier, investor, entrepreneur, and private money lending network co-founder to explain ideas that are often treated as institutional knowledge. Its purpose is not simply to encourage saving or passive investing, but to show readers how wealth can be built by understanding the logic of lenders, cash flow, collateral, leverage, and risk control. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, banking principles are presented as a personal wealth framework. A central idea in the Banker's Code is that wealth can be understood more clearly by studying how banks think and operate. The book does not treat banks only as service providers that hold deposits or issue loans. Instead, it frames them as models of capital allocation, where money is deployed under rules that emphasize repayment, collateral, interest, and control of risk. This shift matters because many personal finance books focus on consumer behavior, such as spending less or investing in broad markets, while Antone emphasizes the structure behind lending and capital flow. The reader is encouraged to look at money not only as income to be earned or savings to be accumulated, but as capital that can be positioned to produce predictable returns. The practical implication is a change in perspective. Rather than asking only how to get a higher salary or buy more assets, the reader is asked to consider how lenders evaluate opportunities, protect principal, and create income through properly structured transactions. This makes the book distinctive within personal finance because it explains wealth building through the operating logic of financial institutions rather than through household discipline alone. Secondly, private lending is treated as a way to act like a banker. One of the most concrete themes associated with the book is the idea of becoming a private lender. The phrase, "be the banker," summarizes this orientation. In practical terms, the book points readers toward the possibility of lending capital privately, often in contexts where borrowers need funding outside conventional bank channels. The appeal of this model is that the lender can potentially receive interest income while using agreements, collateral, and due diligence to manage risk. The book is not merely describing lending as a financial product. It presents lending as a role that individuals can learn to occupy with appropriate understanding. This is important because many investors think primarily in terms of buying assets that may appreciate, such as stocks or real estate. And private lending shifts attention toward cash flow, contractual terms, and security for repayment. That does not make it risk-free, and the book should not be read as a substitute for legal, tax, or underwriting expertise. Its contribution is to make the mechanics of lending less mysterious and to show why banks have historically used credit creation and secured lending as durable wealth-building tools. Thirdly, complex finance concepts are simplified through narrative explanation. The Banker's Code is frequently described as using a story-based presentation rather than a dense technical format. The narrative involving a scientist and thinker functions as an explanatory device for concepts that might otherwise feel inaccessible to non-professional readers. This is not unusual in business and finance books, but it is especially relevant here because banking terminology, lending structures, and institutional finance can be intimidating. By using dialogue and simplified explanation, the book tries to reduce the distance between everyday investors and concepts normally associated with banks, financiers, or experienced private money professionals. The benefit of this approach is clarity. Readers who might avoid a textbook on credit analysis or structured finance can still gain a conceptual map of how lending-based wealth strategies work. The limitation is that simplification can leave out technical details that matter in actual transactions, including legal documentation, borrower evaluation, lien position, local regulations, and default procedures. The narrative format is therefore best understood as an entry point. It helps readers grasp the logic of the strategy before they move into the more rigorous work required to apply it safely. Fourthly, wealth building is linked to cash flow. Structure and risk control. The book stands apart from purely inspirational wealth books because its core subject is not motivation but financial structure. Its emphasis on banking principles implies that wealth is built through repeatable arrangements that define how money enters, exits, and remains protected within a transaction. Lending, for example, depends on the relationship between principal, interest, term length, borrower reliability, collateral value, and remedies if payment fails. Antone presents the broader idea that strong financial outcomes are not created only by choosing promising opportunities, but by structuring them so that the downside is considered from the start. This is an important lesson for investors because many wealth-building discussions overemphasize upside potential. Banking logic, by contrast, starts with preservation of capital and enforceability of repayment. The book, therefore, invites readers to think in terms of systems rather than isolated deals. A person applying this perspective would pay attention to documentation, security, cash flow predictability, and whether an investment can withstand unfavorable conditions. Even if readers never become private lenders, the framework can improve how they evaluate debt, investment opportunities, and the real cost of financial risk. Lastly, the book reframes financial education as access to institutional knowledge. A recurring appeal of the Banker's Code is that it claims to reveal strategies usually associated with banks and sophisticated financiers. This framing matters because it addresses a common gap in financial education. Many people are taught how to earn money, spend responsibly, or invest passively, but they are rarely taught how lenders profit from capital allocation. By presenting banking methods as learnable, the book attempts to democratize knowledge that readers may assume belongs only to institutions. Its strongest educational value is the way it encourages comparison between ordinary consumer finance and lender-oriented finance. A consumer often pays interest, accepts terms, and reacts to financial systems. A lender designs terms, prices risk, and seeks control over repayment. That contrast can help readers understand why financial position matters as much as income level. At the same time, the promise of revealed knowledge should be approached realistically. Institutional strategies require discipline, expertise, and safeguards. The book is most useful when its ideas are treated as a starting framework for financial literacy rather than as a complete operational manual for complex lending activity. In conclusion, The Banker's Code is best suited for readers who already have an interest in investing, real estate finance, private lending, or the mechanics of how money moves through lending systems. It may also benefit readers who feel that ordinary personal finance advice is too limited because it focuses mainly on budgeting, saving, and long-term market participation. The practical benefit is a clearer understanding of how lenders think. They evaluate collateral, price risk, structure repayment, and aim to create cash flow from capital. The intellectual benefit is a change in financial perspective from consumer to capital allocator. Compared with many books in the personal finance category, this one stands out because it centers on banking logic rather than general prosperity principles or broad investment encouragement. Its use of a narrative frame also makes institutional finance concepts more approachable for non-technical readers. At the same time, readers should recognize its limits. Private lending and bank-style strategies require careful due diligence, legal guidance, and risk management beyond what any introductory book can provide. Its strongest role is therefore educational and conceptual. It gives readers a vocabulary and framework for understanding wealth building through lending, cash flow, structure, and capital protection. If you would like to support George Antone, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.